it's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden. Over the last few days, there has been a lot of media coverage on New Zealand's MIQ system due to the news that Kiwi journalist Charlotte Ballas had been refused an emergency spot in MIQ and had been asked to reapply by the government. So this week, ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden and I spoke about the ACT Party's call to scrap MIQ immediately. We also touch on the Russia-Ukraine crisis and what the ACT Party believes New Zealand's response to it should be. I began by asking Brooke to elaborate on why ACT wants to open the borders and can MIQ right now.
Well, we think that we should scrap MIQ not in a few weeks, not in a few months. We need to actually set a clear date and say they need to go today because, quite frankly, MIQ is just cruel. There are so many people who have been missing out on the births of their children, people who have been missing out on the funerals of their parents, and that's going to have such long-term impacts on people's health and well-being. But it's not a risk-proportionate response to Omicron. Omicron has clearly changed the rules of the game for COVID. And now we're seeing hundreds of people in New Zealand self-isolating at home with positive cases of COVID. And we're still not allowing people back through the border when it is their right to be able to access New Zealand because they are citizens and residents of New Zealand. And there is no actual risk assessment of this issue. We just need to draw a clear line in the sand and say MIQ has got to go. It's too cruel.
Now, just to sort of go back to what we talked about last week, you said that New Zealand hasn't moved quickly enough on our Omicron response by not having ventilators in classrooms, for example, and having restrictions around the use of rapid antigen testing. Does this not potentially contradict that reasoning for wanting to open the borders because there's not high risk? If we're behind on our Omicron strategy, should we not be trying to keep some level of protection at the borders now while we bring that Omicron strategy up here before we just let it run wild like it is overseas?
No, I disagree. I think there has been a case for the fact that New Zealand has been so slow. You know, we did need more filters in classrooms. We needed to get the vaccine in a lot quicker so that people could get their boosters quicker. But that's a separate argument to now saying we need to keep people out of the country because it's safe for New Zealanders to keep them out of the country. There is COVID spreading in our community in hundreds of cases per day. That is going to increase every single day, and there is nothing that the government is going to be able to do to stop that from happening by keeping the borders shut. COVID is here in our community, and I understand that the government hoped at the end of last year by putting more restrictions on MIQ and extending the MIQ stays that they would be able to keep Omicron out of the community in New Zealand. Well, that failed. It got through
it was
the border,
but arguably they knew that it was going to come through the border, though, and it was just an effort to try and get our vaccination rates up, get ourselves as prepared as we possibly can be to take on the Omicron outbreak. Is that still not quite a valid argument?
No, that was simply a sitting and waiting and hoping strategy. Our policies shouldn't be based on hope that everything will go right with what the government was hoping, which was that they could just lock us down, lock out COVID.
I don't think they were ever thinking that we'd lock COVID out permanently, though. I don't think that was ever necessarily the focus, was it? I understand from your press release it was about keeping it out for as long as possible, which was what happened. It was as long as possible, and now it's in the community, and we are perhaps in a better place now than we were in November or December last year. More people are being vaccinated, children are being vaccinated. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to face up to the reality that COVID is in our community. and it was always going to get in our community, and Omicron was always going to come through the border at some point. The government had hoped it would be later, and that's because they were so unprepared for what COVID in the community meant that they hoped that they could just keep COVID out. Well, unfortunately, it did get here. It's spreading in the community, and there is no added risk for keeping people out of the country.
I want to sort of have a little bit of a chat about the Russia-Ukraine crisis, because I did want to talk about that last week, and it is the big international event, I feel like, at the moment. Would you possibly be able to explain what the ACT Party's position is on New Zealand's response to the Russia-Ukraine crisis?
Well, I think the Ukraine-Russia situation is a very complex one, but for New Zealand and our part in it, I think we need to be clear and take a stand that we should be on the side of smaller players like the Ukraine, and doing what we can to provide support when they're faced with an invasion from a very big international player. That's not necessarily in involving our troops on the ground, but by doing what we do best, which is through the diplomatic channels and through security and intelligence. So using our Five Eye network, offering the Ukraine support through that channel, because we have to be very clear, we are also a small player that could see ourselves in the future being threatened by the bigger players. And we need to make sure that we're working in those international rules-based systems to help other countries, because we would also hope that in the future they would come to help us.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.